mild with a high around 67. That's not bad. Chance of showers developing by late Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday. Friday's high around 70. Looks like around 60 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Less than a month after an EF2 tornado hit Wetumpka, some people are once again cleaning up after a strong line of storms moved through the area Tuesday. Straight-line winds brought trees and power lines down across the city. Some homes were damaged, and the Lowe's in Wetumpka was also damaged. Georgiana Medical Center has announced it will close its doors March 31st. The CEO says they have been doing all they can to keep the hospital open, but it was not financially possible. And the third suspect wanted for a carjacking in Valley Grande and a series of other violent crimes in Dallas County is behind bars. Selma police say 19-year-old Tyree Webster of Marion Junction surrendered to police Monday night. He's now being held in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Notorious drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been found guilty.
This is a victory for the American people who has suffered so long while Guzman made billions.
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it.
President Trump refusing to say whether he will sign the bipartisan deal to avoid a government shutdown.
He's got to sign the bill.
The massive winter storm bearing down on much of the country.
Severe weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast.
Authorities have just revealed that Skylar Williams, a student at Ohio State University, was abducted at gunpoint and killed in another state after a high-speed chase.
Three members of an elite U.S. Army parachute team and their jump overnight that went terribly wrong. They are in the hospital, at least two in critical condition.
As of late last month, the IRS faced a backlog of more than 5 million pieces of mail.
At-home DNA tests are surging in popularity. More than a million dogs have been tested. But veterinarians says dog DNA tests are not regulated and can be misinterpreted.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time caller, essentially, let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Be wonderful for Valentine's Day to pick up that heart-shaped steak. Maybe those beautiful orchids I told you about. Then any caller
can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that $60 gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Now, here is a name that I love to see up on the board. Have not seen it in a long, long time. Mr. Greatly, Tea Party Becky. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. It is so good to be back. I took about a 6 month little rest and got recharged, and I'm back at it now. So I hope to be on a whole lot more than I have been in the last 6 months.
I hope so, because I know my audience misses you, and people will literally send me Facebook messages and messages. And go, where's Becky? Is she okay? And, you know, can you do an update? And so she's doing great. She's just, getting things together for new careers and different directions in her life, and then taking care of her good-for-nothing, worthless husband. How is he doing, by the way?
He is great. He just made me lunch. He was working from home. He just recently got laid off, so anybody out there knows my husband knows what a great guy he is and how he works in partnerships. And anyway, so he is actually kind of Mr. Mom for me right now.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That is very, very nice.
Great. So he made me lunch, and I just wolfed that down real quick. I feel like I don't have time to breathe in this new position that I'm in.
Share with the audience the new position that you're in, and what is it all made up of? What do you do? What are your goals and objectives?
Well, I am now the executive director for Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But before I go into that, I want people to know we're going to come in and see you next week, Dan, and have hopefully an in-studio interview. But the Wetumpka Tea Party is moving on and continuing on. We have a president change, and I would love to introduce you to our new president next week.
They are
going to be still riding high and doing a lot of stuff. So I'm just moving over to Eagle Forum as a statewide organization. It's an organization that has been around for about 40 years.
Very, very familiar. Phyllis Schlafly and Ronald Reagan were very good friends.
Yes, they were, and she was an amazing lady. So I am the executive director there, and my biggest goals are to continue to educate the public on policy changes that are taking place, building the grassroots, and I will be at the legislature a whole lot, just making sure we have good family-friendly kind of legislation going, things that are going to promote a good society and limited government and all that. So we have a list of priorities, and I'm going to start. Once the legislative session starts, I'm going to have weekly updates that I'll be sending out. So people need to go to alabamaeagle.org and sign up for our emails and like us on Facebook so that you can see and hear what's happening from the horse's mouth at the state level.
Well, who are you calling the horse, the legislators?
Me. I'm going to be a big horse, and I'll have a horse costume on. You can't miss me. Actually, I should make it an eagle. I should be an eagle costume.
There you go. Let's start out with a piece of information you just gave out, and that is the website. So people, can they register on your website, or they just need to favor it?
They can. There's a little place right there when you first go on where you can sign up to get our emails, and we just sent out a big alert just a few minutes ago. So that's actually what I was calling you about, and we can get into that in just a minute. But they can also like us on Facebook, Eagle Forum of Alabama is what it's called. There is a National Eagle Forum as well, but I am actually executive director for the state of Alabama Eagle Forum. So can I tell you what is happening that people need to know?
Please.
Right? Like, we're under a time crunch right now.
Please.
So, you know, lovely Common Core, how we fought that battle so hard. Well, every 6 years, the state school board has to renew or replace the math standards. Well, we are coming to that point on March 14th. Before Common Core was instituted in or adopted in Alabama, Alabama was 25th in the nation in math. Well, we've gone through one iteration of those Common Core standards, and we have dropped to 49th.
Oh, boy. That was working for them, wasn't it?
Yeah. We told them it's not going to work. Parents across the state are so frustrated. Their kids are frustrated. They're having to fork out money for tutors. I'm sure many in the audience are nodding their heads right now because they've heard this before. Many teachers are frustrated. So what is going to happen is a committee was set up about a year ago to review the standards, and they had told us they're really not changing very much, which that's a bad sign there. Mm-hmm. But there are some very significant changes, and they are going to, we actually took those changes, and we sent them to a world-renowned mathematician. This is Eagle Forum did this. Sent them to Dr. Milgram. He's a professor emeritus from Stanford University.
Ooh.
He read through the standards and the things they wanted to change, and he wrote a 5-page letter back saying why they would not work. This was a horrible idea. Abandon the changes. The very end of his letter, he basically says, you need to put this in your circular file. There's no, you cannot teach this. So there is an option. We have an alternative, and this is what Eagle Forum is proposing. Minnesota never adopted Common Core, and they are top in the nation with their math standards, and 100% of their kids are tested, and they are performing at the very top. So we would like Alabama to adopt Minnesota standards. They have been proven. There are textbooks. It's ready to go. We don't have to go through a lot of rigmarole to get it going. It's in the hands of our school board whether they're going to go with these standards that we know have not worked and that we know are, the changes are going to be for the worse, or they can adopt something that we know will work. So that is what we're pushing for. There is a school board meeting tomorrow in Montgomery. This is the state school board at the Gordon Persons Building in the auditorium at 10 o'clock. You aren't really going to have time to say anything, but it's just good to let your school board members know that you're around and you are watching, and tell them what you want them to do in a kind way, of course. And I am just really concerned, because if they do decide to keep the standards that we have with those changes they want to make, we will be stuck with them for 6 years. I've also heard from industry in Alabama, their applicants are having a hard time passing the exam. You know, they have a math portion of the application. They can't pass it because their basic math skills aren't there.
I have heard that from a couple of employers and HR people.
Yes, it's very true. So it's not only, you know, our students need to be able to graduate and either go on to college or get a job, but right now they're not being able to get a job, and they're having to go to remediation when they get to college to take all these math courses to try to get them up to speed. And that is just not what we need to do. We need these better standards. So people can go to our Facebook page, Eagle Forum of Alabama. I've also posted them on the Wetumpka Tea Party page. The new president hasn't taken over yet. She has about 3 more days. But I went ahead and posted that there, and it's just time for people to really step up. Now or never.
Let me, a couple of questions here. Stephanie Bell, where is she on this?
She is very much for the Minnesota standard, very much. And we have some new school board members. We have, I think, 3, if I am recalling correctly, brand new school board members. And they really have the opportunity to turn this around. As you know, you've probably seen that Florida, Ron DeSantis, the governor, you know, mm-hmm. wants to get rid of Common Core. And this, there was a, I read an article this morning, and there's a school in Florida that ditched Common Core, their English portion of Common Core, totally got rid of it, and now they are number one in the state. Their school is doing so much better, going back to the traditional ways of learning and not this crazy experimental kind of standard.
Well, when they were doing this early learning and reading type things, Alabama was actually progressing, and they threw that out. They took mm-hmm. Common Core, and then we started going backwards.
They did. In reading and math, I think we were up there like 4th in the nation. We had a wonderful reading program for our elementary students, and we threw that out and decided to go with something that had never been tried before. Very sad.
When will they be voting on this, Becky?
They will actually be voting on March 14th at the March school board meeting, but there is a meeting tomorrow. So if people want to just go and meet their school board member and let them know, you know, especially if you haven't met yours yet, this is a good place to do it. So, you know, and I'm just asking people to be respectful and to be nice. There's some great people on the school board, great people in these committees who have looked at these standards. So I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but we need to do something better. Definitely need to do better.
I like that. What are some other big issues and items that you have now moving to the part of Eagle Forum? It's what are some other top issues here in Alabama?
Well, you know, we're getting ready to start the legislative session here in a couple of weeks, and so we do have several bills that we have authored or watching, and some that are a little unusual. We have a campus free speech bill. We've got some stuff on human trafficking. We are actually working, it's not written yet, but we're in the process of, and we're working with Alabama Power to make sure that this is something that's going to be doable, but we want to see a protection of our power grid in the state of Alabama, which is kind of a weird thing, but Alabama gets involved. It's things that affect the family.
Yeah.
And when you think about that, that's just about every issue.
Pardon me for interrupting you, but let me go backwards. You said something about human trafficking. Tell me where you get, what are you proposing, you know, they have a person who is in charge of human trafficking at ALEA.
Yes, and actually we are working. There was a big summit, and I did not go to it. I had other meetings to go to, but we had two other people, representatives from Eagle Forum, that went to a summit last week in Montgomery about human trafficking. The AG is working on some human trafficking as well, so we have a meeting with them next week to find out exactly what they're going to be doing, but in case your listeners don't know, this area with I-65, I-20, we are like the superhighway of human trafficking in this
state. We really are. The I-85 and I-65 corridor,
yes.
Emerges here, and then either you're going down south or coming up north. It is really bad.
Yes. So we have, and like I said, we're still working on wording, or what we're going to do with human trafficking. We need to see what the AG is working on. We need to see what's being proposed in other states, which we are in the process of doing right now. But we also have a bill about female genital mutilation. And within that bill, there also are some human trafficking wording in there. And so we can kind of curb it maybe that way as well. So and of course, the gas tax. We're just watching right now. We're seeing all these neat ideas that are coming out from Alabama Forestry, Alabama Policy Institute. We're just kind of being eagle eyes right now. Since there's not
so
really
to speak.
A bill.
So to speak.
Yeah, so that's my new radio name needs to be Eagle Eyes.
Eagle Eyes.
But anyway, there's just so much to be watching, and we're trying to keep our plate small so we don't get too out there that we can't, you know, you just can't watch everything.
Yeah, you need to
have our priority.
Eat the elephant one bite at a time. Becky, can you hang on for a break? I've got a caller that wants to make a comment or ask a question. Tea Party Becky on the line with us, 272-9228. Glenn, coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We want pretzel crust! We want...
Supercross fans, rejoice, because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four-cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza. At participating locations plus tax.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether your home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance.
T-Body Becky on the line with us talking about her new gig with Eagle Forum. Let's go to Glenn Henry. Glenn, you're on the Dan Morris Show with Tea Party Becky.
Good afternoon, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, my friend. And you?
Good. And good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I just want to call in and tell you that I support you 100%. Also, I support Miss Stephanie Bell. But I would also like to ask you to consider, for example, here in Montgomery, there are a lot of math teachers who are not showing up for class, and you've got a lot of substitutes who are teaching math, and also you've got a lot of people who are not certified in math teaching math classes. But I just want you to consider seeing what we can do to attract more math teachers who are certified, who are actually teaching these courses. So that's a major problem right now. And also in rural schools, where a lot of certified math teachers are not there. You know, the subs are teaching a lot of these math classes, and I finished up teaching in 2018. It's a major problem. But I just want to see what you got to say about that, if you have any ideas to solve that problem.
Well, that's a great, I didn't know that the teachers aren't showing up to teach, but you're right about having a substitute. These math, the way they're teaching Common Core math is so different than the way we learned. It's so confusing. And you've probably seen on YouTube or on Facebook the funny videos where it takes them, 5 minutes to, multiply two numbers together. So a substitute would have a hard time because they didn't learn it that way. And, that's why a lot of people are having so many, the kids are having so many problems, because the parents can't help them. But I will kind of keep my ear out. What I think needs to happen is we just need to ditch these standards, and we need to adopt standards and practices that actually work, and they have worked for hundreds of years. I think that's going to be our answer.
And something else I want to mention to you, ma'am, the power of the internet. For example, I've been able to go online and learn calculus, trigonometry, physics, and engineering But what I do is I go on and try to look up the top professors in the field. You mentioned about the gentleman from Stanford. I think the school system should open this up, because Googling these things online, these people are going to be much more intelligent than a teacher is in a high school classroom. So that's what I try to do, is use these professors who are experts in the field throughout the world. And that will open up the door for a lot of these rural schools and schools here in Montgomery, where they have substitutes and teachers who are not certified. But if we would open that up, because that's where the power is, I think, in the internet. If they really will listen and read, and a lot of these things, if you can read and understand the symbols, we can pretty much figure that out without even having a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're onto something. And Alabama does have a program called Access, where those rural schools can get teaching online if they don't have a math teacher right there.
But you can do it here in Montgomery County.
Right. I used to teach Access and Odyssey in the classroom, so I'm familiar with that. Okay. But I just want to let you know that Ms. Stephanie Bell is doing an outstanding job here in Montgomery, and we support her 100% along with the governor. She's doing a great job, but we support you 100%, and if there's anything we can do, we'll definitely support you.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to meet you over the phone. And Dan, you know, that he made a good point. The governor actually sits on the school board as well, and she has been attending the meetings. And
thank goodness.
We did have a sit down in her office last week talking about what we would like to do. And we brought in someone from D.C. who gave her a presentation on what is happening and why this is so bad for Alabama. And we just want to encourage her to attend and, you know, to help persuade board members to vote to get rid of these standards, and let's do something that works.
Glenn, thanks.
Okay, ma'am, you have a great day.
Thanks for
talking,
Uncle
Glenn.
Becky, where is Eagle Forum on the prison DOC system and some of the things that are being tossed around, like opening three super prisons and maybe having it on a year-to-year lease?
Well, let me just tell you this. This is one of the things that I am looking at, but we don't have a solid recommendation yet. But I will tell you, just right off the top of my head, I don't think building prisons is going to solve our problem. We have a lot of reforms that are going to need to take place first. And this is really my opinion. I should run this by my boss, but she knows how we have discussed this. But I think it's going to be so much more than just building new prisons. We've got too much corruption going on, and we've got to get that fixed, because that will just carry over to a new prison.
Yeah, it's it is certainly a problem, and I'm not sure. You've got two sides that are trying to, one saying lease, the other one saying bond issue, and I'm with you. I think it's much more systemic than that.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, boy, it's just, if it's not one thing, it's another, right?
There you go, good old Alabama. That's why we're sweet home. Becky,
that's right.
Thank you for calling in, and you have an open door to my studio anytime you would like.
Great. I'll text you, and let's get together next week.
You got it, Becky. Ladies and gentlemen, Tea Party Becky, good friend to this show for a lot of years. Going to be back right after this.
When I passed you in the doorway, I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance.
Now your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance, but I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in the spotlight.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll carefully review a border security bill before deciding whether or not he'll sign it.
We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that. You know, it's been known to happen before to people.
Another partial government shutdown starts Saturday if there's no deal, and the president says he doesn't want that. The agreement in principle has some money for border fencing in Texas, but less than what the president has demanded for the southern border. A former Air Force intelligence agent is charged with spying for Iran.
Monica Witt, who defected to Iran 6 years ago, has been charged with assisting Iranian intelligence services in targeting her former fellow agents. The 39-year-old from Texas ended work with the Pentagon as a contractor in 2010 and is also accused of revealing details of a highly classified Defense Department program. An arrest warrant has been issued for Witt, who remains at large and is believed to be living abroad.
That's John Decker. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of nice days before the next storm system begins to affect the area. Today, sunshine, a little bit cooler. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies and chilly. Overnight, low temperature drops to about 36. Tomorrow, a partly cloudy day. Mild with a high around 67. That's not bad. Chance of showers developing by late Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning and scattered showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday. Friday's high around 70. Looks like around 60 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Wow. If I could see those clips, my friend. Yes. Adam Schiff was on Sunday shows, and this should get you worried. This should get you worried. Listen to the tone. He's not looking for proof. He's just looking, and he's going to do the stem-to-stern investigation of one Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back. With Democrats now in control of the House and its committees, there's been no shortage of investigations into President Trump now or soon to be underway. They're looking into the president's tax returns, his inaugural committee, the Trump Organization, Russian influence in the campaign, and a lot more. At the center of many of these investigations is going to be the House Intelligence Committee. And at the head of that committee is its chairman, Adam Schiff of California. You seem to be the committee chairman that the president likes to talk about the most these days. And he had a two-part tweet that actually is a good way of unpacking everything you're working on right now. Here's what he tweeted. So now Congressman Adam Schiff announces, after having found zero Russian collusion, that he is going to be looking at every aspect of my life, both financial and personal, even though there is no reason to be doing so. Never happened before. Unlimited presidential harassment. The Dems and their committees are going nuts. He puts that in quotes. The Republicans never did this to President Obama. There would be no time left to run government. I hear other committee heads will do the same thing, even stealing people who work at White House, a continuation of witch hunt. All right. Lots to unpack. Explain the parameters of your investigation, where you've expanded. How far back into his finances do you plan to look?
Our priority is to make sure the President of the United States is working in the national interest, that he is not motivated by some pecuniary interest or fear of compromise or actual compromise. That's the length and breadth of it. So in terms of the President's business, we're not interested in our committee in whether he's a tax cheat or he's not worth what he says he is or those issues. What we're interested in is, does the president have business dealings with Russia such that it compromises the United States? And the perfect example is something we know about already. And that is, as a presidential candidate, while he was telling the country he had no business dealings with Russia, he was pursuing the most lucrative deal, I think, of his life and seeking the Kremlin's help to make it happen. That's a different form of collusion, but it is equally compromising to the country because it means the President of the United States is looking out for his bank account and not for the United States of America.
He's looking out, no proof of this, but that he's looking out after his bank account. It says United States of America. So, no proof. He's just going to go and do it. Now, so they're out here doing this. How often does a member of Congress, say Elizabeth Warren, who's gone up in value by $10 million, $10 million net worth increase, did she, to get that $10 million, did she look out after her bank account or look out after the country? And who determines that? It's the fact that the money exists. Does that mean you? Did that mean you didn't do it? I'd like to know how much income or wealth Adam Schiff has improved over these years. This should really concern you, boys and girls. Really concern you. And so Adam Schiff's going to say, "Look, we must investigate Trump's finances."
You have said you're not convinced Robert Mueller's looking at this angle. Why?
Well,
why wouldn't he be?
There's been reporting, well, I think he should be, but the president has tried to draw a red line and say, you can't look at this, and I think the reason that we're looking
can
at it
can I pause you there? How would you not know if he's invested? Wouldn't Mueller warn you, okay, I'm in the middle of investigating this, so be patient here and wait till my report? If
not
he were?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, we're doing our best to deconflict with him, but up until now, that's been a non-issue because in the minority, in the last 2 years, the Republicans would not do any investigation. I mean, wouldn't do a credible investigation of the Russia links, certainly wouldn't look into the president's finances. So there was nothing to deconflict as long as they were in charge. But the reason I'm concerned about it, Chuck, is there has been reporting that when it was alleged that the special counsel had subpoenaed Deutsche Bank, that the president moved to fire Mueller. And the way they talked him off the ledge was by promising that that reporting wasn't true, that the special counsel hadn't subpoenaed Deutsche Bank. Well, if the special counsel hasn't subpoenaed Deutsche Bank, he can't be doing much of a money laundering investigation. So that's what concerns me, that that red line has been enforced, whether by the Deputy Attorney General or by some other party at the Justice Department. But that leaves the country exposed. I find it, you know, just remarkable, Chuck, that the President of the United States, as a candidate, as the presumptive nominee, could be pursuing business with the Kremlin and lying about it.
There's no evidence of this. None whatsoever. But as we heard from Justin Napolitano, he didn't have to have any evidence. He didn't have to have a crime that's been committed. He can just go investigate. This is crazy, folks. This is out of control portion of Congress. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Richard, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you feeling about this?
Oh, well, it's just an amazing paradox. First of all, the associating Adam Schiff with the word intelligence is already confusing to me. He just seems to be a real dumb guy. And this is all reporting. What is, quote, reporting? Any news article, anywhere, any TV show.
Exactly. What's the credibility?
This is the operative word right here, reporting. Well, you know, that means nothing. And, you know, they're not going to get his tax returns. They can't make him disclose his tax.
Nancy Pelosi kind of spoke about that they're not able to go in and do that.
No. I mean, Adam Schiff obviously has nothing to offer at all to the American people, but this, he's been doing this for 2 years. As far as I know, he hasn't come up with any legislation. He hasn't done anything, has he?
No, he's been the guy who has been saying, yeah, we've got evidence. You can hear it in part of the clip that we're going to play. He's going to try to piece together all this evidence that isn't there. And all he's doing is he's putting in mortar between the bricks to try to get it to add up.
And, you know, they talk about the interpreter and Donald Trump and the interpreter not being transcribed in this one meeting where Donald Trump and Melania were there. Melania speaks Russian fluently. She was brought up. Why would you have an interpreter who you don't trust and you got your wife speaking fluent Russian? She's a tremendous asset when it comes to dealing with Eastern European countries with her knowledge of the culture and the languages. Not word mentioned about that.
Yeah.
He don't need an interpreter.
I don't think she was in the room when they were meeting, so I think it was just the two of them.
Well, one of the meetings they specifically said, report, and now here again, I'm going according to reports, but this was legitimate, I do believe, on National Business Report. She was present, and I don't see what the big deal is. Can I quickly make a comment about how great the economy's doing?
Please.
According to Nightly Business Report, they seem to be very well focused, grounded in what their evidence is, even though they are owned by NBC. The steel production, exports up 5%, imports down 34%. The $200 million plant in Birmingham, this is fantastic. Aluminum exports are going up phenomenally, and all this stuff is really working good. And at the ETF convention, did you see any interviews or reports about that?
The what convention?
The election. What's the funds that everybody's going
electronically traded funds, ETF.
Yeah, ETF. Okay. They just had a big meeting over in Europe or something about it and talking about the global economy, and everybody agreed that the rest of the world is doing bad, but they say the American economy is so good that these funds are not worried about it, and they think we're going to be pretty much holding the whole boat up for a while.
Yeah, we're money is coming into the U.S., into the U.S. stock market, and it's really interesting. The money that's coming in is coming from outside the United States, and that's a good sign, but it's a bad sign in the sense that you have a lot of investors that are being left at the starting blocks because they're scared of the market. And so it's what makes markets go up.
Yes, yeah. And Europe and China's got some big problems. Donald Trump is really squeezing them tight, and I think we're getting some great concessions out of them. So maybe you don't have that impression, but that seems to be the impression I'm getting, that they get close to a pretty good deal with
well,
them.
Here's what is, I think, I'm going to say likely to happen. If Payne goes to Mar-a-Lago and they meet, and they have got the structure of a deal already done, and it's just sealing it, which we think that's what's happening, then they're going to come out, and when they announce the deal and that it's done, Katie bar the door. It is going to be incredible. You're going to see currency exchanges, stock markets that are going to go crazy.
Yes, and that's just wonderful. Thank you for your time and information, gentlemen. Of course, Roll Tide, Joe Trump.
Thanks, my friend. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Man, what's going on?
Just living life.
I tell you what, we got a beautiful day on our hands.
I know. Okay, you know, you're talking to two guys that are up in the attic right now. Now, I'm going to be cutting out of here in an hour and 15 minutes, and I got some big plans for this afternoon.
Find you a dry spot, get you some golf balls, and get out and have some fun.
There you go.
But, talking about the investigation with Donald Trump, and you know, you hit the nail on the head talking about Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren, that the amount of money that they made since they've been in office, no one's bringing that up. If Hillary Clinton was our president today, wouldn't not one news source be addressing all the shady deals and the money that her and her scandalous husband made in their time in Washington and even up to now. And the bottom line is these Democrats just cannot stand the fact that here's this man with zero political experience. The man wasn't even a mayor. The man wasn't even a president of his neighborhood association. And the man came in and ran as president of the United States of America, and he won. He totally bucked the system.
Oh, yeah.
And he won. And he's beating them at their own game. He's proving to the American people that I can take this and turn it into something good and turn this country around and make it where the everyday people get up in the mornings and actually look forward to going to work, knowing that their hard-earned dollars are going to stay here. And it just blows my mind how these Democrats want to just destroy the American dream. It just blows me away.
Yep. They and it's incredible to listen to Joe Scarborough and Chuck Todd and people like that basically trying to talk down the economy. Every day they call, particularly Joe Scarborough, Donald Trump a liar, and that he hadn't, you know, he got killed in this deal and he didn't get what he wanted and he's a loser and all this kind of stuff. They just need to watch what the end game is going to be in this thing. They need to read the art of the deal. It's the final result is what matters.
Well, I will tell you this. I was in line last week to get breakfast, and there was this elderly man. He was in his mid-80s, and he came up to me and he said, you know, I've been a lifelong Democrat my whole life. He said, I'm ashamed to say that I'm a Democrat today. And he said, 2020, I'm going Republican. So I think you've got a lot of lifelong Democrats that are actually starting to get their eyes open to see what actually has been going on. With me being a lifelong Republican, I'll be honest with you, I don't care who's running for office and they say they're Republican, I'm going to look at them from top to bottom before I even think about voting for them now. I don't trust any of them, my friend.
Yeah,
none of them.
Yeah, you've got, no, we lost a lot of them in this last election, but you have you've got some middle-of-the-road type people, and you have them here in Alabama that are running as Republican, and they are big government Republicans, and that can be problematic.
Exactly right. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show as always. It's always a top-notch program, and we are so blessed here in this little region to turn on our radios and get the truth, the actual truth. And I appreciate you for that, my friend.
Billy, thanks for the kind words. That means an awful lot to Joanna.
Really does. Thank you, Billy.
News Talk 93.1. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, hey, what's the matter with your hair? 272-9228, that's where we are. Stay here with Adam Schiff. He's going to see collusion all over the place. I mean, listen to Adam here.
Isn't that what the Mueller probe ultimately is about? Why not wait for that before pursuing a money laundering investigation?
Well, if we had waited to do any of our investigative work for the Mueller investigation, we would have been waiting a year and a half. And we have a separate and independent and important responsibility, and that is to tell the country what happened. Mm-hmm. Mueller, ultimately, his job is to determine who broke the law and who should go to jail. But as we have seen from Bill Barr's testimony, there's no commitment by this Justice Department under Whitaker, and there's no commitment apparently under Barr, should he be confirmed, to share that evidence with the Congress or the American people. So we need to find it ourselves.
The president keeps implying that the Senate Intelligence Committee has already found no collusion. He did it again this morning in a tweet. He did it yesterday, I think, in a tweet. And he's naming Richard Burr by name. What is your understanding of where and how closely are you working together with the Senate Intel Committee?
You know, we are trying to work collaboratively with the Senate. But look, I think when the president says there's no collusion, what he means is Bob Mueller has not yet proven beyond a reasonable doubt that I am guilty of the crime of conspiracy. Well, that's a pretty high bar. But when people say there's no collusion, they must have a different word for the kind of corrupt coordination of effort between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Because when Mike Flynn was secretly talking to the Russian ambassador and trying to undermine bipartisan sanctions on Russia and lying about it, that was a form of collusion. When the Trump family and campaign manager were meeting in Trump Tower to get dirt on Hillary Clinton as part of what was offered as the Russian government effort to help the campaign, that was a form of collusion. When the president himself and his business are trying to make money from the Russians and get Russian help during the campaign and promising a new relationship with Russia and talking about doing away with sanctions, that's a form of collusion. It's certainly a form of corrupt combination, but ultimately it'll be up to Mueller to determine if that's a crime.
That is amazing. So a deal that never happened on a hotel, that's collusion? Mm-hmm. Talking about sanctions as a incoming president, a president-elect, and having your national security advisor, that's what they do. Clark did that for Reagan.
Okay, Mike Flynn calls up the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, and he says, yes, we'll consider sanctions. We don't know exactly what he said, number one. We don't know exactly what he said. But say, yeah, we'll consider removing sanctions if you do X, Y, and Z. Or I'm open to a conversation about the sanctions relief, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't mean anything. It could be a bluff. It could be an opening bid. Could be just saying there's a new sheriff in town. We're different than the last administration.
And hell yeah, they are.
It could mean all sorts of things. I don't know what the hell Adam Schiff's talking about.
Well, and what remember, we always said that what the Obama administration did was was basically hit the hornet's nest right before they walked out so they could stir up things with Russia. And I think they were just trying to calm them down, if anything else, because they were just so far off the charts. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Hey, East, talk me off the ledge.
Hey, listen, there's one little detail that Creepy Schiff, Shaft, whatever his
Schiff.
Name is, left out. Schiff. Yeah, Trump does serve Russian dressing at his hotel and restaurants. Look, I really think that that's left out on purpose. You know, I think they're trying to draw the noose around our president. So that's, Russian dressing, Dan.
I know. This really bothers me that this person is going to overstep and is going to basically use his position against his political opponent, which all the Democrats kept saying, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Well, this is exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating. Dan, thank you so much for your show. I enjoyed it. It's great when I'm out here in the hinterlands to be able to hear common sense over the air.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, East.
Good seeing you earlier, East.
Did you see East earlier?
Yeah, I caught him in the lobby of our radio station.
What was he doing in the lobby of our radio
station? What a prize!
He did.
Yeah, on the morning show.
This is America, and I can cry, I can yell lobby in a crowded fire.
Something like that.
East, I appreciate you, buddy.
This is just what all I'm hearing from Adam Schiff here is opposition politics.
Exactly.
And he's hoping he might find something.
He is looking for something that has no evidence that it's there. He's just looking. That's an abuse of power, in my opinion. And this is another one. What they need to do is frame this up, because this will be part of the undoing of the Democrats in Congress. This is a reason not to vote for Democrats in Congress. Exactly that Adam Schiff type of things to do, because you take away the majority, you take away that power. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker, Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Downriver. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They want to sell you brand new cars or trucks, and they've got great pricing on it. I saw Dick's the Ram that he's, it's unbelievable. And gets great gas mileage. That was the thing that just blew me away. This thing was huge, too. Come on, take a look at it. Look at the new Jeep product. That's the conversion. It's kind of a combination of a truck and a Jeep in there. They have got so many. They're winning awards all over the place for their products. Come on and see them at Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.